News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg on Pensacola's expert panel, Pep Talk. And Malcolm Ballinger is here with us this morning from Ballinger Publishing. And it's clearly Monday because I'm clearly having moments here. But I will say that the little news thing, that was not my fault. Something happened with the computer. So I'm going to blame it on the computer. And then at some point when David said, we're having technical errors.
Whatever goes wrong.
Yeah, I think that's called operator error is what that's called. So I'll own it. So anyway, we are having a good time this morning, just talking about various things. And of course,
did we have a winner?
Yeah, hang on just one second. Okay. Let me pull it up
real
quick.
Sorry to rush.
No, it's okay. Let me just pull it up.
I'm dying to know, did we have a winner?
Yes, we did. So Garrett Brown won the tickets for the Ice Flyers game this Friday night, January 3rd.
Okay, great. Congratulations.
So congratulations, Garrett. We appreciate you listening.
Garrett's answer to the
very smart answer. The question was, is there a 4th of July
in England?
In England. And his answer was, there is a 4th of July. It's the 4th day of July. Mm-hmm. Tricky.
Oh, we've got a smart guy here.
Just not celebrated because that is America's Independence Day from England. But he says here, this is interesting. He says, but Guy Fawkes Day would be closer. So I don't know a guy. I've heard of that guy.
Well,
Fawkes Day.
I can give you a little history.
Sure.
It's on the 5th of November, actually.
Okay.
There's a little poem we used to say as kids. Remember the 5th of November, gunpowder plot and treason, and I don't remember the rest. But about 1660, Guy Fawkes and a group of other people put a whole lot of gunpowder underneath the House of Parliament, and they're going to blow up the king and everybody.
Oh, my.
And fortunately, some eagle-eyed person noticed something wrong down in the cellar, and he was caught.
Huh.
And so ever since, they have Guy Fawkes Night, where they build a big bonfire and set off fireworks.
Huh.
And
so that's basically celebrating that the England
I'm
wasn't
not sure
blow
if we're, I'm not sure if we're celebrating that they did or didn't blow up.
I was going to say, that sounds confusing to me. And I can't help you on this one, my friend. This is your area.
And in benefit of hindsight, it may not have been such a bad thing. But no, that's I shouldn't say that. No, of course not.
Well, anyway, congratulations, Garrett Brown. You won the tickets. It
well
should be
done.
A great night.
The only thing I ask, as usual, is have a good time, stamp your feet, scream, shout, and just have a good time.
They're always fun. Ice Flyers games are a blast.
Always fun. Always fun. Yeah. And there's always fun people around you, you know, wearing all kinds of stuff and screaming and shouting. It's just a good old time. It's a good time to let out all of your frustrations and start out the new year.
There you go.
In a calm way.
There you go. Well, and if you want to do something fun on New Year's Eve, I will put a plug in for the fireworks at midnight on Pensacola Beach.
Mm.
I have some intimate knowledge of the fireworks show this year because I was involved with the planning of it with the Pensacola Beach Chamber.
It's not a drone.
No, it's not a drone show, but
I don't want one dropping on my head.
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
I am up with current affairs to know that those things probably aren't as safe as we thought.
I feel for the people that did that in Orlando.
Yeah, really. That young boy.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. However, this show is a huge show. It will be the fireworks company told me that our show on New Year's Eve at midnight will be the largest show on the Gulf Coast.
Oh.
It's going to be a 20-minute show, so it's not like just a little thing. It's going to be a big, big show. Thank you to Pensacola Beach Chamber and also the funding we got from the Tourist Development Council and the TDD Tallers to bring tourists in for New Year's, and having the fireworks show does that. So it's going to be great. Midnight, Tuesday night. So don't miss it.
A good time to put in a little plug for the symphony. I shall
there you
that.
Go. Yes, there's so many wonderful things to do around
here. It's a great show.
Here.
It really is. You don't have to be a classical music fan. You just have to like good music.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, this classical American songs and...
Well, the thing I like about that is that you go to the Sanger Theater, everybody kind of dresses up. It's the old traditional New Year's. You dress up, you go to dinner somewhere, then go hear this amazing music. And it's over by what, 10 o'clock?
9:30.
10
like
o'clock.
7:30 till 9:30.
So if you wanted to, you could
then
still
you
go out
on
to the beach.
Party.
Or go to a party or go home and watch a, you know, New Year's Rockin' Eve. On.
I should say, because at the opera and the symphony, we have for many years tried hard to... dispel the myth that you have to dress in a tux or something to go to the symphony or the opera. Dress just as you wish.
Oh, see, I always dress up on New Year's Eve.
Well,
though.
If you wish to,
just
that's
for New
great.
Year's, I mean, but you don't have to.
I mean, you don't want a ratty old T-shirt or something like that. But just dress comfortably.
It's scary that you have to clarify. No flip flops, shorts. It's going to be cold, I think, New Year's.
Yeah, you probably want to wear something warm.
You do see everything in this area. It's interesting.
Yes.
You do see everything. Anything goes.
True. We'll leave it at that. But of course, always, as you know, I'm always been a big advocate of downtown, and we have beautiful lights.
Oh, it's so pretty this year.
Fine restaurants. I ate my Christmas dinner at Jackson's. Wonderful.
Very nice.
Yeah, wonderful. And but there's lots of great restaurants. Good time. It's just walk up and down Palafox Street and look at the lights and people watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
There's something about the holidays. There's just something.
Yeah.
People seem to be friendlier. I don't know. Christmas spirit still lingers even this week as we get into the holiday.
Christmas has always been, we talked about British culture. You know, obviously, as we just determined, there's no Thanksgiving. Or July 4th.
Correct.
In England.
So Christmas starts earlier. Someone was telling me Christmas does start earlier in England because there is no Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So people start decorating much earlier than we do.
Yes. And they tend to, in Europe, they tend to sort of close everything for those 2 weeks, Christmas to New Year, because there is no Thanksgiving holiday, no July 4th holiday. It just becomes like a huge, think of the right expression, but yes.
So everyone has those 2 weeks off.
And yeah, a lot of people take 2 weeks off.
I vote for that.
And it's, you know, there's Christmas Day and then there's Boxing Day that we've talked about. And particularly the Scots, make for them, New Year is the biggie.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more of the celebration time. Sort of Thanksgiving and Christmas are in one, rolled into one, if you like.
Do you have a New Year's tradition that you do every year?
No, not. I've, as most people, made resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made any yet for this New Year?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Mm.
Well, I make them.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, they don't change much from year to year, to be honest with you, because I always gain some weight during the holidays. It's so annoying. I really tried this year until right around Christmas Eve. Then I was invited to a lovely Christmas Eve dinner that had wonderful Christmas cookies and cakes and pies, and I was done. I had no resistance whatsoever.
Mm.
So, and then you get the Christmas stocking that had Christmas candy. I'm not much of a candy eater, but you should know this brand. It was an English toffee that someone gave me.
Yeah.
That was in a beautiful, like, red box. It was, it was very upscale. It started with a B. It wasn't Ballinger's English toffee, but it was something. Anyway, it was from England. Oh, my gosh. Mm. It was the best toffee.
You know,
chocolate and walnuts and
toffee or chocolate-like English chocolate. The Cadbury's made in England.
Mm-hmm.
Is so much better than the Cadbury's made in Canada.
Do they have a bunny in England? The Cadbury bunny.
Yeah.
You've seen the Cadbury bunny.
Yeah, those Cadbury eggs. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. In fact, in England, they make these huge chocolate eggs in a box and fill them sometimes with toffees and things. Easter is, in many respects, a bigger deal.
Talking with Malcolm Ballinger at Ballinger Publishing on News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and talking with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing today. We have had a gamut of topics from English culture to holidays to now New Year's resolutions. What? So you asked me, honestly, I've gotten to the point where I don't make them anymore because I just break them. So, but I have what's the word? I don't know if it's a resolution or not, but I am, and this may sound so corny, but I am determined this year with all the craziness going on right now, I have made a decision to do two things. I'm going to wake up every day and choose joy and look for love. look for the joy and love in what is in my world. And if I can do that, that takes me out of that negativity that comes at you when you get up and the things you have to do. So I'm trying to have a new attitude, maybe, versus a new resolution. How's that?
Yeah, I think that's a great New Year's
Choose
resolution.
Joy.
Yeah, yeah. I think I might.
Because I can find the negative. I'm really good at that.
Well, I guess we all can.
But I like the idea of choosing to look for it, you know, look for the good things, take those quiet moments, live life a little fuller, because we get so busy and we have our heads in our phones all the time.
On the plus side, we were talking earlier about the divide. I've noticed since the election, everybody seems to have said, okay, it's over and done with, we've decided, and there's very little discussion along those lines anymore.
Which is a
from
good,
both sides, which is a great thing.
I think it's a good thing.
Whether you agree or disagree with the decision, we are a democracy and the majority always speaks.
Well, that's
and
what
have
I love.
Spoken.
That's what I love about our country.
Yeah, exactly.
We can have a change of power peacefully. And
so we have to wish the president wisdom and
faith and good luck and all of those things. I thought it was lovely this weekend when we heard about the passing yesterday of former President Carter, our 39th president, and it was interesting to me, and I thought it was wonderful that politics stayed out of it, and people just commented and talked and made these lovely comments, including our current president-elect, our current president, past presidents, all had such loving tributes to that man. And he admitted himself that he felt he had accomplished more in his life the 40 years after he was president than when he was president.
I think in many respects, we talked a little earlier, he was too good to be president.
He was such a dignified Christian
man. You know,
there
are some jobs where you have to, you can't be perfect. You have to be a little larceny. I don't know if I'm saying that real well.
I know what you mean.
But he was.
He wasn't that. And in a way that hurt him because people perceived it as weakness.
Yes, yes.
But then down the road, because he was still, I think, right up to the end, really. He died at age 100 and he still lived in Plains, Georgia, which is where he's from. And I'm a Georgia girl, so I'm familiar with that town. And he still did Sunday school every Sunday, and people would come from all over the world to hear his little Sunday school lectures. And just, I had so many people send me stories on Facebook about him. I have a good friend. Well, you know Courtney Humbaugh?
Yeah, sure.
Courtney posted a story about when she was a Cub reporter years and years ago, and she went to an event where he was speaking. Mm-hmm. And she said everybody was there, CNN, ABC, all the big boys were there. And she was there with her little tape recorder by herself with some. And she said that he started off his press conference, and he turned right to her, and he said, "How are you? What question would you like to ask?" And she said that just made her, that made her, because he would pick.
He was a kind man.
Yeah, he would. He knew she was. She had that look of a Cub, new reporter, and he turned to her first. And that thoughtfulness, that generosity, he was so well known for.
I think one of the greatest things he did was that he put Habitat for Humanity on the map.
Yes. And that was huge. In fact, they had the CEO from Habitat for Humanity was on the news last night talking about that his participation, and then he talked about the effect it had on thousands and thousands of chapters of Habitat for Humanity all over the world, and some of the things that he did with the Carter Center, which is based in Atlanta, but the thousands and thousands of things that Carter Center has done. Now, I will say I was laughing because I think his name, no one mentioned this, I'm the first. Do you remember his brother? Wasn't it Billy?
Yeah, Billy.
Billy Carter?
There was Billy Beer.
Billy Beer,
He was most, if you notice that most great men have a
not-so-great
brother.
Well, this is what I was going to say.
But Bill Clinton had a not-so-good brother.
Thank you. This is not the first time we've had relatives who for problems for the
White
House.
Well, we all have those problems.
Well, true. Everybody's got one in the corner somewhere, right?
I was going to interject here.
Yes, sir.
We talked about Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
If you feel that you want to give money to a great cause, don't stop on the street corner and give the homeless person. Or
yes, we've talked about
whatever.
That. Yes.
Write a check to Loaves and Fishes, Habitat for Humanity, where the money will be put to good use.
Well, it's a perfect time to mention that because these are the last 2 days of the year. Mm-hmm. And there was actually, I saw someone had posted about if you want to make that final donation for your tax deductions, this is the time to do it. And be sure that it's a legitimate charity. Don't just click on something on one of the social media sites. Yes. You can go directly to a local charity.
Something that touches your heart.
Yes.
If it's kids.
See, for me, it's animals.
Yeah. For me, it's kids.
Because we've got the Santa Rosa Island Animal Shelter. We have a place for Hope, Small Dog Rescue, our friend Katie King with the Great Dane Rescue. There's so many places that you can do that.
There's
Children's Home Society and Favor House and Men of Food Pantries. I mean, we have so many organizations.
You know, talking about homeless, on Boxing Day, the 26th.
Day after Christmas.
Day after Christmas, I... along with my Rotary group, we cook breakfast as we do every Thursday for the homeless at Loaves and Fishes.
Wonderful.
And I'm not pitching for a medal or anything, but I had to get up at 4:15 to do it on the day after Christmas.
Wow.
And
good for you.
Actually, my gravy was pretty darn good.
Good for you. We are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back with Malcolm in just a couple minutes after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and Malcolm is here this morning with Ballinger Publishing.
I'm going to finish that thought.
Yes, finish
you
that thought.
Cut me off, I understand, for those necessary commercials.
I had to, I'm so
but
sorry.
But the thought, I was sort of rambling on not to get a medal for getting up at 4 o'clock.
You should, because that is
although
early.
I feel like I
yes,
should. Yes,
you should. That's
the
early.
Point I was getting to was that when we open the door at 7 and the homeless come in the day after Christmas, it really brings home to you that there's a lot of misery out there, homelessness, many people that for no reason.
Sometimes there's a perception that it's their fault.
Yes.
And sometimes things happen that are
bad
out of people's
things
control.
Happen to yes. good people. Yes, that's a great point. And we had a family there. We fed the family. So I must say, I was a bit grumpy because I, you know, getting up that early.
Right.
A little grumpy. But I was soon transformed. When you're thinking, this is worth it. This is, it's not changing the world, but it's doing some little bit.
And maybe that's the thing, instead of trying to do the grandiose things,
so
do
if you
the
want a New
things.
Year's resolution, just think about doing a little bit, change the world just a little. It can be a check to your favorite charity, or maybe volunteer.
That's
you don't
a
have
good
to
thing.
Do it every day, every week, or every month even, but make a positive difference to the community and then...
Yeah, find new ways to choose joy and possibly spread kindness.
Yeah.
Kindness goes a long way.
Hmm. We're waxing very philosophical,
it's the end of the
aren't
year.
We?
Yeah, but it's the end of the year. I mean, and when you tell the story about loaves and fishes, and I think of how blessed I am, I'll sit here and complain about this or that. But truth is, I'm very blessed. The roof over my head, people that love me. You know, when you see what you saw, it really brings home a level of
yes,
gratitude.
Yes, and I always remember the expression, there but for the grace of God go yes. I. And I think we should all remember that. Just a little bad luck, a bad relationship,
all kinds
injury,
of
illness, loss of a job, and a world can tumble, spiral out of control. It's very difficult to get a job when you don't have a car and a home.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So anyway... That's my message for the new year.
But for the grace of God, go I.
Yes.
I have a good friend that says it's in the expression of love that I am healed.
Mm.
So it isn't about expressing something to get something in return.
Yes.
Just do something for someone. And my favorite thing is to do it anonymously. Mm. That's always fun, too.
Yes.
Because then people don't feel indebted to you. They just can receive the gift. Wow, we are waxing poetic for the end of the year.
No.
We will come back and with you next week. It'll be 2025.
And we'll be back to our usual selves.
Our usual obnoxious selves. All right, Malcolm, thank you for being
here.
Thank
you. We're happy New Year.
Happy
New
Year
to everybody out there that put up with our ramblings
yes,
for the
yes. All right, we'll
for
be
the
back
past 1 year.
After the break.